This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With less than one trading session to go in August, the Dow is down 4.4% for the month, 2.8% for the S&P 500. NASDAQ was up a tenth percent again for the month. On Fridays, we check in with Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Howdy, Chris.
Hi there.
There I was thinking that a falling bond market would drive money into stocks, but not this month.
No, and in fact, it's really the falling bond market that seems to be weighing on stocks. The Fed is making noise about ending its third round of asset purchases. This is where they go out and actually buy bonds to drive interest rates lower. And so fear of that program ending has pushed interest rates higher. That's why bond prices are down. But it is those higher interest rates that people fear are going to hurt corporate profits going forward. So it also hurts the stock market. It ends up, no matter where you're invested this month, it was a tough one.
But then as the month wore on, people started getting quite concerned about Syria as an international flashpoint.
Well, that's exactly right. So we saw interest rates in the U.S., 10-year interest rates anyway, as high almost as 3%. And then at the end of the month, they started to fall. And that's the old flight to safety play. Money is flowing out of emerging markets, flowing out of equities around the world, and going into treasuries. I think normally you would see interest rates quite a bit lower than they are. As it is, we're at about 2.75%. So, you know, at least the rise in rates isn't still progressing upward, but, the Fed continues to make noise about ending
this QE program. About ending the QE, right. Christopher Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you very much.